I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is the best of North State Now.
Good evening, Reading. This is Dr. Orna Gill coming to you from KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM. Good evening and welcome to our I Am Every Woman Talk every fourth Thursday of the month. Today, we're going to talk about fibroids in the uterus. This is a very broad topic and very, very important to all of us women and all of the men in our lives too, to help to understand what exactly is a fibroid, what does it do, and why do we care about it? And also, what can we do about it? Before we get started, I wanted to make sure that Linda Bott, the very fabulous and talented Linda Bott.
I paid her to say that, by the way.
Not enough, but I take it.
I love you.
For free, always. Wanted to hear from you about our sponsors and always remember them and say thank you for that.
Well, Dr. Orna Gill, of course, we're very, very proud to have you be a part of this North State Now show, and that you have committed to the fourth Thursday of every month to bring your expertise. You are a OBGYN specializing in women's health care at Shasta Regional Medical Group. I have now recently been coming to you, and I will later on talk about, you know, my process and what it is to bring it all to you. So our sponsors of this show, North State Now, is the Reading Civic Center. And, of course, we'll be there tomorrow night seeing Brian Regan, the fabulous Brian Regan. Hi. You may want to go to readingcivic.com and check out all the upcoming shows. They've got some great things, Cheap Trick, et cetera, coming up. Carlene's Bar and Restaurant, Cleary's Restaurant, Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, and Black Bear Diner. So let's get on and talk about fibroids.
Excellent.
I want to hear about this because I've been through the operation.
Oh, you have?
Years
wow.
ago. Years ago in my probably late 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when the real peak starts. So, yeah, what exactly are fibroids? You know, fibroids are basically big balls of muscle, like hard balls of muscle. And we call them tumors, but they're really not a cancer. It's very much benign. There are forms of cancer that are fibroids called like sarcomas or carcinosarcomas, but those are exceedingly rare. Some studies put it at something like 6 carcinosarcomas per 10,000. So it's not something that I would really target as a cancer kind of discussion at this point. This is really about benign growths in the uterus. And it's when a muscle cell, because that's what our uterus is made out of, reproduces out of control. And different cells have different capacity to multiply. And sometimes they can get huge, up to the size of a watermelon. And a lot of times it can just be a bunch of little popcorns in the uterus. So there's many, many different types of fibroids and different, you know, obviously location, location, location. It's all about that. The geography of where your fibroid is located is really where your symptoms are going to come out and where they're going to manifest. So And stop me if I, you know, am rambling, because I really want to make sure I present the information in a logical and clear fashion. The different spots that the fibroids can occur, one is in the inside of the uterus, so it's called submucosal. Those are the big bleeders. The intramural fibroids, those are the... They also can cause bleeding, but they're basically on the wall, inside the wall of the uterus. And then there are fibroids on the outside of the uterus, like subserosal, and those are underneath, like the lining of that covers the uterus in the abdomen and pelvis. And those are basically bulky fibroids that can cause mass effects. So if you feel some of these symptoms like mass effect, like bulk, pelvic pressure, pelvic pain, urgency in urination, frequency, difficulty with having bowel movements, pain with intercourse, infertility, all of these kinds of things can be caused by fibroids.
I wonder if people, you know, I'm going to interrupt you here, and just let me jump in here.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because I think about the infertility issue.
Yeah.
And, that I wonder that people who are listening, whether it be women trying to get pregnant or women of mothers of whose daughters are trying to get pregnant and they just can't get pregnant, ever visit this issue about, you know, it could just be down simple to that you've got fibroids and it's not going, sperm isn't getting there.
Right, exactly. Yeah, a lot of times with fibroids, you know, that especially the ones that occupy the inside of the uterus or the submucous fibroids, makes it difficult for implantation to succeed. Because those fibroids, again, they also draw blood away from the placenta. And so the dynamics of where blood flows is more towards the tumor rather than the fetus. And so a lot of times either the implantation fails or the pregnancy itself does not succeed in progressing. So that's another reason to really look into it. Just in addition to what you were saying, that it's difficult to even conceive, although spermies are very tiny, so they can probably bypass a lot. But in general, you're right. There are a lot of cases where fertility, for whatever reason, one reason or another related to fibroids, is impacted by these fibroids. So something to look at, absolutely, if you have a problem getting pregnant or if your daughter has a problem getting pregnant, you're going to want to go to your doctor. First and foremost, pelvic exam.
All right. So, I'm just going to say it out loud. You know, I recently had a pelvic exam with Dr. Orna Gill because I'm interviewing you. You're on the show. I want to experience what it is to have my walk in life right now with the doctor, the right prescriptions, the massive blood tests, and I had the best and the most, like, sneeze and forget about it pelvic exam of my life with you. And I never had, what is it called, the force, what are the thing that goes
in? Speculum?
Yeah, with a light in it.
Yeah. Yeah, they make them now like LEDs or whatever.
It's so like, oh, there's a Mac. I'm having a Mac. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. And I'm so excited. You know, this is the Dr. Orna Gill Show. You want to take us out?
Yes, thank you very much. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, the Dr. Orna Gill Show. I'm Every Woman. We'll see you in a few.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medic within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Redding Civic Auditorium. The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to RedingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is the best of North State Now.
This is Dr. Orna Gill. Welcome back to the Dr. Orna Gill Show. I am every woman here with you at KCNR this evening, Thursday evening. 96.5 FM, 1460, Redding, California. We're talking about fibroids today, and we brought up the point that the first way to know if you have fibroids is obviously your symptoms, bleeding, pain, frequency of urination or difficulty emptying your bladder or even constipation, feelings of intense pressure. That kind of stuff. And the first, obviously, thing you want to do is go to your doctor and get yourself a pelvic exam. And it doesn't have to be painful. It can even have a light at the end of the tunnel where the speculum itself has a light. There's no, big drama around it. It can be very, very simple. And after that, again, a sonogram would be a very nice addition to making the diagnosis because then we can really see where are the fibroids? Where are they coming from? Where are they going? And how are they positioned? How big are they? And we can then decide how we're going to approach the problem. So what do we do about it? How do we take care of it? A lot of people try to always take the least invasive route first. So there are medications we can take like progestins or anti-progestins. And as well as medications such as mifepristone, which block progesterone. The other options that we have on the table are embolization, for example, where we have a radiologist inject beads into our artery in the groin.
Wow.
Yeah, and it goes straight into the uterus, the main artery that supplies the uterus, or specifically even just the artery that supplies the one dominant fibroid.
Is this a recent procedure? This sounds very progressive from 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to be very, very popular. I became familiar with it about 10 years ago, but that was very, very cutting edge. And it's really starting to be very common. And what it's called it's called fibroid or uterine artery embolization or, so we image all of the radiologist images the vascular tree, it's called, all the blood vessels, targets that one blood vessel that is going after the fibroid, where it's supplying the fibroid, or a portion of the uterus itself. We can just stop the blood flow, and that, in effect, kills the fibroid. Fibroid then slowly dies, we call it necrosis, and kind of liquefies and gets resorbed. And that's a very good way to address these huge fibroids if you don't want to go through a big surgery. But, you know, keep in mind that these muscle cells have clones all over the uterus, and killing off one big fibroid doesn't mean that the other ones aren't going to grow. So there is always the potential for fibroids to grow. And in general, they grow about 1.2 centimeters every 2.5 years. So let's say 3 centimeters in 5 years, which is about 1.5 inches in diameter every 5 years on average. But there's huge variation. I mean, they can shrink or they can grow 200 times their size. So something to really keep an eye on. If you know you have fibroids, you want to make sure and track them, track your symptoms, get regular checkups, and, you know, pay attention to your bleeding and to your pain, because the bleeding can be very catastrophic. You know?
And what's considered regular checkup today?
Every year, every woman needs to have a pelvic exam. We want to make sure we don't have masses, growths, infections, any kind of thing that we can very easily address or take care of. Along with the pelvic exam comes pap smears, but those are, you know, every 3 years. So that's not the reason anymore to go to the doctor every year, a pap smear. But every 3 years, a pap smear is adequate. However, pelvic exam is really the way to maintain your best health in your pelvic region. Yeah. So that's my recommendation, as it is the recommendation of the College of American OBGYNs. So.
All right. So in the day of when, because I've never been regular. So, you know, and this is what I say here. I grew up with, my brother is a doctor, and I grew up in a family where we dissected things. He dissected things, and we have Dr. DeNuke on here. We talk about, we also have his wife on. We talk about oncology. We talk about, you know, we have breast examinations. When we don't do live breast examinations, but I've gone in prior to having a mammogram, talking about it on the air, because I think we're all brought into this world. We have parts, and somewhere in our culture, we became ashamed to talk about our parts.
Yeah.
And that it's a human being. It's a human thing. It's like, you know, would you not talk about your dog's butt, or would you not talk about your dog's mouth or throat, or because we're made up of parts. And I guess it's not weird for me to sit and talk about it on the air. I think it's really important, especially again, when we talk about Dr. DeNuke doing colonoscopies, because why not have prevention medicine?
Yeah.
Don't be in the dark. Don't be ignorant about it. We have every opportunity here with great doctors such as yourself to be able to find out what's going on with us now. And as we age, as we get older, you know, I was never regular, and I was told at a young age that, you know, my uterus is tipped. So things are different in my body, and I was never regular. So I was, so in my 30s, I started to spot a lot. And so went in, and I had to do, I did, well, I don't know where my mother had, and what it, the old terms used to be called DNC. What does that mean?
DNC is dilation and curettage. It's basically a scraping. And so we go in, we open up the uterus a little bit with dilators, and then we very gently scrape the the surface to remove any kind of abnormal cells or make diagnosis of precancer or cancer or just remove all the debris in the uterus. Sometimes it's necessary after having a child or not having regular periods or something like that. So that's a very common procedure, you know. And another thing you want to talk about when it comes to bleeding and fibroids is to know the incidence of fibroids. Why do we care about this? Well, by the time we are 70 years old, 80% of all women have evidence of fibroids or have fibroids. In the beginning of of really presenting the symptoms is in the 20s, between the ages of 20 and 30, the prevalence of fibroids is relatively low. It's between 9 and 25%, depending on your ethnicity. So, for example, African-American women, black women have two times higher rate, 100% more.
Really?
Yeah. Fibroids, incidence of fibroids than Caucasian women. And it's unknown Latinas. That incidence is in between Caucasians and African-Americans. And then Asians is similar to Caucasians. And the reason, and there's a lot of reasons, it's interesting. The most compelling data for the association is low vitamin D levels. So low vitamin D levels highly correlated with increased fibroid growth activity and not just volume, but number of fibroids in the cavity. So because melanin in our skin, the pigment, blocks the absorption of vitamin D or the UV rays that cause vitamin D to be converted to its active form, that is the reason that vitamin D levels are low in African Americans, and so in general. And so we also want to all keep aware of our vitamin D levels and make sure that we adequately treat it when we do find fibroids or if we want to prevent it. Other studies have shown that eating red meat, dairy, ham, all increase risk of fibroids.
How do we find out about our vitamin D levels?
That's a blood test.
Okay.
Yeah, easy blood test.
All right, so easy blood test. So this woman comes to you and they just want to know, I'm having trouble getting pregnant, I have pain in my abdomen, or I just want to start with, getting a pap smear. Find out what is it called? A well check? What they used to call it, this wellness check thing that's become a new terminology.
Yeah, wellness check has been used. It's been thrown around by everyone, basically. Like the police call it wellness check. The doctors call it wellness check. Whatever you want to call it, you got to get it. You know, it's just, a checkup, you know, go to the doctor to see. We call it well woman for our practice. Come in and get yourself seen and ask about vitamin D levels because it's not necessarily routine to get them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was thinking, you know, sometimes you do your hormone check, your estrogen, your cholesterol, your blood, but I don't know if vitamin D is in there unless you ask for it.
You're right. And vitamin D has also been a big culprit in the development of inflammatory disorders. So it's not just fibroids, it's inflammation, things that are associated with autoimmune.
Wow.
Yeah, all sorts of things like
that. That's a whole show.
That's another show.
I'm very, very excited to hear all about that because I think a lot of, you know, first thing is, how's your diet?
Yeah.
What are you taking? What are you, you know, what's your routine look like? Mm-hmm. All right, so shall we take a break?
Yes,
can you take us out, Dr. Orna Gill?
This is Dr. Orna Gill at your cervix. I am every woman at KCNR 96.5 FM. We will talk to you in a few.
Call colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back, Reading. This is Dr. Orna Gill at the KCNR Dr. Orna Gill Show. We're going to talk about our sponsors for a few minutes.
You are so wonderful, and I am so happy to be here. I learn so much with Dr. Orna Gill, who practices at Shasta Regional Medical Center. In fact, this is a pre-recorded show, so we're saying it's night, but it's a pre-recorded show. The day of it will play tonight because you have your big old Shasta Regional Medical Center doctor pass on your, you're in your scrubs because you're going to OR at 10 o'clock and doing obviously a procedure.
Yeah.
So this is what I love. It's that, boom, you are so in it. You're in the thick of it. You've just got this brand new practice that you've started here in Reading. You've got a great group of at the Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I've been a group. I've been in it. Up there, you've got a great staff, great nurses.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been getting my B12 shots, because I've been diagnosed as that maybe I'm a little anemic or a little whatever. And so I'm noticing a difference. So I just want to say, everybody, you know, your health is all you have.
Yes.
You can have love in your heart.
Yes.
But if you don't have your health.
Yeah.
How can you spread your love?
That's right.
You can love. But like I said, that's the best thing you can give to your family, your friends, that is all you can help your longevity in life if you take care of your health. And that's why I think it's just a blessing that we have this radio station and we could put together this show and that we have Shasta Regional Medical Group partnering with us and that we could bring on someone like Dr. Orna Gill to have this Thursday night show. It just makes me want to cry because it's so informative and you're so brilliant. You're so in it. You talk like, you know, you just go off in your studies and in the sphere of this is what it is. So, no, it's not too complicated to hear about fibroids and have people understand there's three different places and the bleeding and what happens if you can't, you know, if you're not fertile, if you want to be fertile and so many other things, pain and bleeding. And so that's been the first portion of this show. And we want to thank our sponsors, too. Of course, our title sponsor is the Reading Civic. And I encourage you to go to readingcivic.com because they're always doing wonderful things. And I think that they love our North State Now show, and they wanted to get behind it. So thank you to all the folks there at the Reading Civic. And then, of course, Carlene's Bar and Restaurant. Hey, we got to go there.
We do.
They got a groovy little bar area where you can get some great poo-poos, as I call them, you know, your hors d'oeuvres and drinks. It's a total hang. And, of course, the food is delicious at Carlene's. And then also Shasta Regional Medical Group and Medical Center, Black Bear Diner, and Cleary's Restaurants. We have all these little restaurants that, you know, we love to go to, and they like the idea of what we're doing here in North State Now. So this fourth Thursday of the month is Dr. Orna Gill, and we've been talking about fibroids because Dr. Orna Gill is an OBGYN with a brand new practice. How long have you been here now with your practice?
8 months.
And growing every day.
Absolutely. It's been a real pleasure. Community has been so welcoming. You, obviously, a great friend, and so many beautiful people that I've been able to connect with and also take care of, and colleagues who have been so welcoming and supportive. It's just been a very positive experience. Best decision I ever made.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, that makes my heart feel good. Because, you know, I don't – when people make a change, you know, sometimes there's like 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And it's like a, you know, a teeter-totter kind of So when I hear that, it's like you just know, boom.
Yeah, 100%. There's no question in my mind. It's been – and, you know, I'm the type of person I commit. When I make a decision, I make a decision, and that's it. And this decision is absolutely the best I've ever made, except for getting married to my husband.
But yes.
That's a good one, too.
And you want to talk a little bit about Casey and here you guys come as this power couple? I mean, you could have gone anywhere. You could have gone anywhere on the planet, anywhere in the United States, but you were called here.
That's the way it goes. I mean, you know, sometimes you feel like you connect with a place. And it doesn't matter. We don't need to go to the most, you know, we don't need to be mired down in traffic underneath freezing cold blizzard every couple of days. That's not the glam that we are looking for. We want to be in a warm community. We immediately felt connected and comfortable and welcomed into this community. There's no question that this is the best place we have ever lived, and both of us have lived all over the United States and the world. So,
and Casey's the CEO, of course. He's taken over the lead role at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we really have admired him. He's an Eagle Scout.
Yes, he is.
And he's geeky in a good way. I love it, you know, with all of his movie memorabilia and a musician and just, yeah. You know, and you guys are just a great couple. And you met in San Diego.
Yes, we did.
And you were handling up a department. What was your, you had like a women's center.
Yeah, I was the director of women's health for six different clinics in North County, San Diego. And I coordinated and started the gynecologic surgery inpatient outpatient program. So we did surgery as outpatients in our facilities, and then we also, you know, I started the whole program for bringing in doctors and training them and doing surgery for women for that entire community. And what's important to note is, from a philosophical point of view, all of us have really, really, you know, the subject of childbirth and child, you know, conceiving and all that, that's a huge, huge issue for women and very important vis-a-vis the fibroid discussion, vis-a-vis any discussion. But that's not just what we're about. There are other parts of women's lives. We're not just reproductive vessels. We have a life of the pelvis outside of childbearing and child conceiving and all that. So that's where we come in here. That's how I function, really, is seeing women for their needs outside of childbearing. And that means diagnosing bleeding and hormones and issues that happen with energy levels, even, that we can easily address just with a couple of blood tests and a couple of very simple interventions. So not be intimidated by going to the doctor. Don't be intimidated by the process or because it's scary. Somebody's going to come in there and invade your body cavities.
Right.
Now, that's what people think.
Right.
It's important to demystify it.
Well, let's talk about the age of women. Like, say, you know, let's talk about a woman who maybe has had a bunch of kids, you know, kind of not body shamed, but just, hasn't, you know, kind of closed up.
Yeah.
Kind of closed up after the kids, you know, like in the grandma stage.
Yes.
And thinks of herself as just a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe they've, you know, she and her partner, her husband have become super comfortable and doesn't really care about, you know, the sexual aspect of her life. You know what I'm saying? We know people like that.
Sure.
And that's okay. That's their choice. However, how does that work when a woman like that comes to you? And then you obviously see people of all genres, all backgrounds, all ethnical types.
Mm-hmm.
How do you talk somebody into, okay, now we're going to,
We're going to do an exam.
Yeah.
That's a great question. There's, again, the stigma and the shyness and the reservations around our bodies. I mean, I know we talked about at one point how people in our lives, our grandmothers and that kind of thing, probably, you know, never really were comfortable being naked or comfortable being seen in the light, you know?
Right.
So, and it was extremely taboo. So it's important to be very aware that and sensitive to people's inhibitions or cultural values.
Right.
And that is completely, in my opinion, sacred. So even like, you know, one in three women in her lifetime will have been experienced sexual assault or domestic, any kind of a violent assault. Domestic or sexual or whatever.
One in three. That's like huge.
It's huge. And it should be zero, right? So keeping in mind that that kind of violence promulgates mental health problems short term and long term and can lead to severe consternation, inhibition around the pelvic exam, or even talking about symptoms related to the pelvis. Another interesting fact about fibroids, I'm just going to bring this one more time back to the fibroids, higher incidence of fibroids with sexual molestation as a child.
Really?
Yes. So there's not a, like a necessarily a cause effect, but it's an association. So things to sort of think about when you approach patients, always, and as a patient yourself, make sure that you inform your practitioner or your provider about what your reservations are. And with that, we'll take a little break, Linda, and we will come back in a few. This is Dr. Orna Gill at Your Cervix KCNR.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back, Reading. This is Dr. Orna Gill, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1480 AM. This is the Dr. Orna Gill Show. I am Every Woman, talking about women's health, here with the lovely and talented Miss Linda Bott, who we all know and love. We're talking about fibroids. We're talking about what to expect in the pelvic exam, how to demystify it, how to communicate with your provider what it is that you need before an exam so that it's not a traumatic experience, that it's positive. Because, you know, our goals are to really help you achieve yours. So even if you're not active right now sexually, you can have an exam to make sure there are no growths in your body, abnormalities, anything that needs to be addressed that can be quickly, as we say, nipped into the bud.
Because you're, you know, obviously just a very much a practicing doctor, and of course your husband's, you know, running Shasta Regional Medical Center. So your life is really about wellness and treating. Mm. What do you say to the friend who just doesn't want to go to the doctor? They don't want to. They just think the doctor's, nope, I'll go about it holistically. I'm not going to have somebody tell me something that I don't believe. I don't know. I can say I've got two people like that in my life.
Yeah, that's a very common and understandable attitude. But the problem is that when you close your eyes, you know, sometimes you can bump into a wall. That's what I think. So a lot of times we see these patients when they come in end stage, and there's a lot of denial that comes into play. So, oh, I don't really have that pain. It's probably nothing. Or, oh, you know, I'm sure the bleeding is normal. They can, there's sort of normalizing and approaching. I mean, there's no problem with complementary medicine. I think that it's always very helpful to look at all the avenues that we can look at, and certainly prevention is the biggest aspect of healthcare that we can promote. So absolutely an approach that's holistic and preventative and self-caring and self-empowering is great, but it needs to come with a little bit of, you know, put a little sugar in the coffee. I mean, we need to have regular checkups with our doctors so that we can diagnose, like you said, colon cancer with colonoscopy with Dr. Danuka. So you can go to get your, you know, mammograms, and you can get your pelvic exams, and you can go to the dermatologist, make sure you don't have any lesions on your skin, go to the dentist. All these things that we need to do to make sure that, you know, we don't treat our bodies as if Western medicine never happened. You know?
Well, I was very fortunate with my mother, and I think maybe when she grew up, she didn't have it. So she was really on top of us as kids to go to the doctor, go to the dermatologist, get the teeth fixed, teeth, you know, what it is to be in control of your body rather than in denial. And her mother was, you know, my grandmother, I think my mom said she showered in her underpants.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not. Yes.
Yeah.
So she was very, maybe, I don't even know, you know, I don't think my mother ever knew if her mother was sexual.
Mm-hmm.
She was very Catholic and very, you know, immigrated to the country and married my grandfather. But, so when I'm telling these stories and I'm talking about myself or my family, I don't mind sharing my life because I'm wondering, as I speak these words over the air, if somebody's not listening and saying, oh, I grew up with that.
That's right.
Oh, that was my grandma. Oh, that was my mom. Oh, that was, I think I probably need to, like, pay attention to this. And this is the beauty of having Dr. Orna Gill on to really discuss these things with you and understand that people, I don't want to call them hang-ups, but have, you know, like...
Hesitation.
Hesitation's a good word.
Yeah. I like it. Sometimes patients who are very intimidated or need a lot of support bring in a friend and then have, like, they'll go to the doctor together and then they'll go out to lunch or they'll have, like, you know... They'll, like, go for a walk afterwards or have, like, a, you know, like, just support one another. So, you know, I see friends come in with each other. And so that's always something that I know is helpful when you have support, especially a good friend who knows some of your secrets or
right.
something like that.
Right.
Whatever you want to call them. And that helps people, helps some of the ladies I see get through what can sometimes be not the easiest thing, you know?
Well, if you've had sexual trauma,
yes,
then to be in front of a doctor in the position to have your cervix looked at could be just the action of that traumatic.
No question about it. And I think in a future show, we will definitely go through and discuss. We should do like the next show about sexual trauma, sexual violence, and the prevalence that it has in our society, not just other societies where it's actually a punishment, not even a crime, sexual assault. But in our society, it is a crime and it is extremely prevalent. I see it a lot, and it's something that will empower us as women to talk about. So yeah, sexual trauma, just briefly, and in the future, we will talk about it in the next show. I think that, for example, women can't even undergo the exam. Sometimes I spend just a few visits just speaking with the patient, saying, hey, we don't have to do an exam just when you're comfortable. There are different things that you can employ, like numbing creams. So I have in my office these numbing creams that can be applied to the perineum,
or the whole area, and it completely numbs it so that there's not that the sensation that triggers pain or
trauma.
Yes, is removed from the calculation. So there are different techniques that, as a gynecologist, I've utilized to approach these very vulnerable patients. But unfortunately, again, one in three of us, and that means we are three women right now in the studio. One of us, you know, at least. So that's something to look to your left and look to your right, and one of those women have undergone this kind of violence. So that's something for us to, I think, inspect, deal with, and vocalize and learn about together in the next show. Something that is very important. But yeah, that's how, as providers, we want to consider, just to bring it around from the beginning of the show, we spoke about fibroids, we spoke about bleeding. It's important to voice your experience. You know, you cannot be in denial of what's happening to you. You have to say, hey, I'm bleeding, or hey, I have pain. We are human beings, not human doings, right? And so instead of just doing your life and doing what you have to do, be what you are meant to be and tell your doctor, admit to yourself where you are, and don't get to a point where things are difficult to reverse.
And so this is what we're talking about. We've got a few minutes left here, 4 minutes left. Having somebody listening right now, how do you get through when you talk about not the denial, shutdown?
Shutdown, yes.
That is denial, but it's another term. You can use denial, denial. Denial could be like white and black.
Yeah.
Okay. Shutdown. You're shut down.
Yeah.
You don't even hear the word denial.
Yeah.
Now what?
Wow, that's a real break from reality almost. And that's
and that happens in sexual trauma. It's called you got to survive to get through it.
That's right. Where they describe the experience. A lot of people describe the experience as hovering above, separation from their body, and hovering above, and that's definitely denial is actually pretty much one of the most effective coping tools. At least it's very primitive, but it's been shown to be effective in the most traumatic events. And, you know, trauma is something that, like I said, we want to talk about in the next show, but one of the leading causes of suicide is trauma, and suicide is one of the leading causes of mortality in women. So more than any other thing. So we want to make sure that we address, it's not just, you know, men who are committing suicide or veterans, it's women, and it's a huge part of mental health that we need to discuss. But yeah, denial and trauma are also connected to this.
So next show, let's discuss that. And like you said, changing one life at a time, one woman at a time. You know, women are we caretake, and so the best way that you can caretake, and if that's the role you love, is stay healthy, be aware.
Yeah.
I would suggest if you probably have such a caseload now, because I've been telling everybody I know. Dr. Orna Gill at Shasta Regional, you're on your way to go to OR now to do some kind of procedure. And we're so proud and happy to have you here on our Thursday night show on North State Now at the KCNR family.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I enjoy it very much, and I welcome and thank you for the opportunity to talk about all this kind of good stuff about women. We need to have a voice, and we want to hear it from each other. So.
All right. Until next time, at the fourth Thursday of the month, the Dr. Orna Gill Show, I'm Every Woman, and thank you to our sponsors again, Redding Civic and Carlene's Bar and Grill, Cleary, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Black Bear Diner. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Redding, and good night.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.